Κέλευσον δέσποτα Άγιε των ειν προσφερόμενων σοι.
Today the Holy Gospel told us that as Jesus was walking by, he saw two brothers and he told them to follow him. And they gave up everything and they followed him. He walked a little bit further down and he saw two more brothers. And he told them the same thing, and they followed him. We are all invited to follow Christ, but the question is if all of us will give up everything to follow him. And why did these fishermen give up whatever they had, their boats, their families, to follow Christ? Because they felt something. There was something inside their hearts which told them, this is the truth. This is where I should be. This is where I belong. And they just followed their hearts, which led them to give up everything and follow Christ. Sometimes we wonder, how can we ourselves follow Christ? And maybe the easiest way to describe it in our society is that to follow Christ, you need to follow your spiritual father, because he is in the image and likeness of Christ for his spiritual children. So, when do we understand, how do we understand that this is the person we should follow? When I met Yero de Emiliano, I realized that God had created me for him, meaning that whatever I was looking for, I found it in his answers. It's like no one else could answer these things, that they were already inside me, because no one else knew what was inside me. But he gave me the answers to the things that they were already inside me. And this is when someone understands that that's where I belong, that's the right path, that's the right road to follow. And it is the same with every, I guess, with every spiritual child and every spiritual father. Something needs to click. And this click is not emotional, this click is not psychological. This click is that we find in our spiritual father, in a way, the fulfillment of the reason why we were created. And if we don't find this in our spiritual father, it means that we need to look deeper inside us. But the apostles, once they realized what they should follow, as we said, they gave up everything. So, to follow Christ, we need to follow Christ. Meaning, we can't follow our own will and Christ. It's either the one or the other. So to follow Christ, we need to follow Christ. And we need to sacrifice everything for Christ. And this doesn't mean that God will not give us people around us, but it means that our hearts will end up belonging to our Creator. So, with our Archbishop's blessing and with the blessing of the Athonite Fathers, whose memory we keep today, we will now make Christo Arida, and we all wish you that you truly follow Christ, which means that you follow Christ. And if you follow Christ, you will find Christ in your heart. And then nothing else will matter, because the only thing that matters is for us to be what and where and how God wants us.